Time to turn our attention now to some footy in Adelaide. Port Adelaide are sitting fourth on the table at the moment. They are looking pretty good. And I reckon their win on the weekend was one of their better ones in terms of adding a layer of versatility to their game. One of their stars, Hamish Hartlett, has joined us on the Breakfast Club on RSN 927. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning, boys. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem, buddy. Appreciate your time. A good win on the weekend. I reckon it was a danger game, the way the Pies have been playing, how consistent they've been, how competitive they've been. But you did a bit of a number on them. You must have been wrapped with how you played as a team.
Yeah, we thought it was probably one of our most consistent games all round, that we defended really well. Offensively, we got going a bit as well, and the guys around stoppage were outstanding. So when you, Collingwood were in some great form. I think they've played some really good footy the last 6 or 7 weeks. So potentially it was a bit of a danger game for us, but one of our best performances for four quarters that we've put together this year.
And yeah, it's been a good year too. It's been a much better year than the last couple, after the previous year, 3 years ago, being a really good one. The last couple of years have been a little bit off for the Power. What's been different this year? What's the change?
Oh, look, you know, obviously the coaching staff reflected on last year and the year before pretty heavily and thoroughly, and identified some areas that we need to improve on in our game. And I think really what we've done is we've really stripped our game back and simplified it as much as possible, which has made things really easy for the boys. The boys are really understanding of all their roles that they need to play from week to week, and then you just go out there and execute that as well as you possibly can, which we've been able to do for most games this year. So I think just a really simple game plan that we've been able to produce most weeks has been the major difference.
Just want to touch on a couple of guys and their roles within the side. Paddy Ryder, missing last year. He's just been enormous for you guys. And around the stoppages, he always gets his hand on it first.
Yeah, you're spot on, Jimmy. He's been a huge addition to us this year. We knew how good he was for us a couple of years ago. And to lose him last season was tough for us. But I think not only the stuff that he does on field, which this year's been exceptional, but just having him back around the club, he's a pretty lovable character. He's always, really positive and up and about, and he's just a great guy to have around the footy club. So he's been huge for us this year, and he's got a little bit more to do for us. So hopefully he can continue his good form.
And we've almost seen a swapping of game time of where they play, with Robbie Gray a lot more forward and the Chad in the midfield.
Yeah, that's right. He's probably has been looking to add another string to his bow, Chaddy, for a year or so, and that opportunity has arisen for him this year, with Robbie spending a bit more time forward, and it's an absolute nightmare of a match-up for any opposition player with Robbie Gray sitting one-on-one forward, and having that luxury of Chad come through the midfield is great for us as well. But I think probably adding Sam Powell-Pepa and Brad Ebert into that midfield rotation has also helped those guys too.
Just on Brad Ebert, he's sort of gone back to the Brad Ebert of old, of just going and hunting the footy and playing more an inside mid-roll and really relishing that. He's one of those key reasons why you have improved, Hamish, because of the role he's playing. Is that fair?
Yeah, no doubt. He's arguably having his best season of his career so far, and he's spot on. It's as an inside midfielder, and we probably identified that we needed some bigger boys around the inside of the stoppage. It seems like each year the midfielders are getting bigger and bigger, so it's good to have him in the mix, and he wins plenty of contested footy. He's a good overhead mark, and everyone knows his running power as well, so he's having a standout year. And again, 8 or 9 games to go, and he's got another few big efforts in him, I'm sure.
I'm not sure whether it's a sacrificial role or it's just the way it's happening, but with Powell-Pepa and Ebert and Ollie and these guys playing so well in the midfield, your skipper's finding himself at half forward. That's a luxury.
Yeah. I mean, I guess a lot of that sort of comes down to how lucky we've been with our injury list as well, guys, this year. I mean, we've had, I think, the biggest injury toll that we've had this year is probably this week. We've got 4 or 5 guys that are going to be assessed to play this week. Otherwise, we've pretty much gotten through injury-free, and that's allowed us to put the guys in positions that we prefer. So those guys you mentioned in the midfield, and then Boakey, it is an incredibly selfless role that he's playing at half forward. There's a lot of running that he does that goes unrewarded and unseen probably from the viewers on TV, but he knows how much we appreciate his efforts from week in and week out, and he'll stick his hand up and play whatever role that that Kenny and the team needs him to play. So he's been outstanding for us this year again.
You made mention you're injury-free, and a lot of that would be off the back of Darren Burgess. Look, and he's now been poached, I think, to Arsenal, maybe?
Is it Arsenal? That's right.
Yep. Arsenal. Arsenal. Yep.
What sort of impact does he have on a club? And, you know, what makes him so special as a fitness and strength and conditioning guy?
Burgess came, so he works with us. I think during the our grand final year, 2007, he was around the place. He went over to Liverpool and then came back at the start of 2013. And our fitness level, you know, at the end of 2012, we were pretty much a basket case as a footy club. We had we lacked, you know, severely in the fitness department, and Burgo came across and just added a level of professionalism that we hadn't seen before, and our fitness then stepped up to another level. And then I guess he's built a great team underneath him of sports science guys that he's worked with for 3 or 4 years and have been able to learn from him as well. So while his impact around the place will be sorely missed, we think we've got a great team of guys that have been working closely with him for a number of years now that will be able to step up and fill his void. So we wish him all the best over at Arsenal, and at the end of the day, we get over there at the end of the year. We've got a free accommodation in London and Arsenal stock again, so it's not all so bad.
Yeah, as always, a silver lining, absolutely. Well played, Hamish. You were ahead of the game there. Can I ask you, you sit fourth on the ladder at the moment, Port Adelaide, and we were discussing even earlier this morning about, you know, who would be favourites legitimately for the flag this year. Everyone seems to think it's an open year. It's particularly if you make the top eight, you'd be a chance, you'd reckon. Do you guys talk about that, the opportunity that is on offer this year because the competition is so tight?
Oh, we probably don't look, you know, that far ahead, and you know, you hear it most weeks. You know, guys and teams focusing on their upcoming opponent and that sort of stuff. But like I completely agree with the rest of the public in that it is a genuine raffle at the moment. There's no team that is standing out from week to week, and you know, we saw on the weekend what sort of upsets can unfold on any given occasion. So we sort of, as I mentioned, we just focus heavily on our upcoming opponent. We don't like to look too far down the track and that type of thing. So I've honestly got no clue how the rest of the season's going to unfold, to be honest. So that's as good as the answer as I could possibly give you.
Now, Hamish, just finally from me, and you're going to hate this question because I know you'll hate being compared back to that team that got to the preliminary final.
Yeah.
You get asked it all the time.
He's already said yes.
but is it starting to feel like that again now, with how well you're playing, that it's getting back to that sort of level?
Yeah, you know, I'll sort of reflect, and we've got some photos up around the footy club of that team that played around that time 3 or 4 years ago, and you know, it's a lot of the same faces, so probably struggled to figure out why we, the last couple of years, haven't played as well as we would like to have. But yeah, I guess there's a bit of an air of sort of confidence in the way we're going about things, and you know, that feeling, you know, when you walk out before a game of, all right, we know that if we play the footy that we should, you know, we'll get a good result, and that's probably the feeling that's starting to creep back in a little bit. We understand that from week to week there's things that we've got to work on, and again, this week we'll train today and Thursday and focus on specific areas of our game that we can improve on. So we'll continue to do that. But yeah, there's a little bit more confidence around the group, which is holding us in good stead.
Well, the circus continues Saturday night back at Adelaide Oval against the Tigers. The top four Tigers, that's what I'm calling them anyway. I reckon they're a contender this year, Hamish. It's going to be a cracking game of footy. Good luck, mate. We appreciate your time. We'll be watching.
No worries, guys. Thanks for chatting.